So that it's better for us to examine and deal with those things while we're on earth.
预备好自己,
so that we'll be prepared and can meet the Lord without fear.
那今天呢,
the first a mark of a true Christian will be the topic today.
怎么是我们真基督徒的第一个标记呢?
What is the first mark of a true Christian?
就是喜爱神的话。
It's to love God's word.
我们心里有一种特别的一种的能力。
We have this special ability inside us.
好像这种的能力是我们属灵重生的时候与生俱来的。
It is an ability given to earth while we are spirit being born again.
借着我们认罪悔改,
after we repented,
借着我们相信耶稣基督做我们的救主,
when we accepted the Lord as our Savior,
圣灵就内住到我们的里面,
the Holy Spirit will come indwell in us.
以前读不懂的圣经的话, 现在可以明白了,
the words that we could not understand before, now we can.
以前听到神的话就想打瞌睡就要睡觉现在呢很渴慕很喜爱听神的话
Before we listen to God's words we fall asleep but now we thirst and long for God's words
这是雅各书第18节告诉我们的
This is what is being told to us in James 1:18
是我们新生命的DNA里面带来的
It is our new life's DNA that would bring to us
这里讲说他神按自己的旨意用真道生了我们叫我们在他所造的万物中好像出熟的果子
He, God, chose to give us birth through the word of truth that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
什么是真基督徒?
What is a true Christian?
是在真道中出生的
It was given birth through the word of truth.
是藉着圣灵和水重生的人
It is through the Holy Spirit and water to be born again.
神的话就像种子一样先种在我们的心里了
And God's word is like a seed being planted in us.
圣灵像风一样吹来,把这个果,这个种子来发芽了
And the Holy Spirit blows like the wind to help this seed germinate.
让我们在圣灵的那个开启 光照的工作之下,里面那个种子真道在我们的里面开始发挥作用。
So when we are being shined on by the Holy Spirit, that our seed will be sprouting inside us.
让我们为自己的罪而认罪。
So that we will be repent for our sins.
让我们在基督里面看到那个永生的出路。
So that we can see the exit of the eternal life.
这是我们每一个基督徒 出生的时候就有的经历
And that was the experience of us, every single one of us born again Christians.
所以从一开始, 我们的生命就跟神的道紧紧连。
So from the very beginning, our life was tightly connected with God's words.
这也是彼得前书1章23节所讲的, 说你们蒙了重生, 不是由于能坏的种子, 乃是由于不能坏的种子, 是借着神活泼长存的道。
It is mentioned in 1 Peter 1:23, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God.
神的道是生命的开始,那个起点。
God's word is the beginning of our spiritual life.
也是在我们生命成长过程当中那个营养的来源。
It's also in our spiritual lives growing up period, the source of nutrients.
一个自称为 基督徒的人却不喜欢读神的话,这是很怪的事情。
If someone who belongs to God, but yet he doesn't like to read God's word, that would be a very strange scenario.
有些人称自己是基督徒,但是从来不自己打开这本圣经去读神的话,这是很不正常的现象。
Somebody would call themselves a Christian, but never open the Bible, that is something that is not right.
就像一个出生的婴孩,这个不喜欢吃奶一样。
It's like a newborn baby that doesn't like to drink milk.
就像一个健康人饿了不知道去找食物去吃饭一样的不正常。
And somebody who is hungry but yet they don't look for food.
如果你发觉你有这种现象，
If you find that you have that kind of condition,
可能你要回去到那个起始点啊，出发点去检查一下。
Maybe then you need to go back to that starting point and examine yourself.
是不是你真的在神的话语当中得到了重生？
Is that that you really receive born again through God's words?
因为真基督徒的第一个标记就是他渴慕、喜爱并愿意遵从上帝的话。
Because the first mark of a Christian is somebody who thirsts and loves and follows God's words.
诗篇119篇是整本圣经最长的一篇的诗篇。
Psalm 119 is the longest psalm in the entire Bible.
诗篇119篇的第一节说，行为完全遵行耶和华律法的，这人变为有福。
Verse 1, it says, Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord.
这是一个真基督徒的正常的状态。
That is a proper situation of a true Christian.
他看什么为有福？
What does he see as blessed?
他把认识神的话、遵行神的话这件事情看为是最有福的一件事。
He treats knowing and following God's word as something that is most blessed.
他不会觉得神的话很烦。
He doesn't feel that that is bothersome.
他不会觉得这个神的律法对他是一个约束。
He didn't feel that God's word is something that is restricting him.
而是觉得说只有在神的话语当中他才能够找到人生的真正的福气。
And he would think that only through God's words would he find true blessings in life.
所以整篇诗篇119篇就是在讲着同一个主题。
In the entire Psalm 119 is talking about that same theme.
一个真正在主的真道当中重生得救的人，他的生命对待神的话应该是怎样？
Someone who is truly born again in God's word, that's his attitude towards God's words.
我在这里给大家举几个例子。
I'm going to give you some examples.
我们看这个第十节119篇。
Let's look at verse 10.
这里讲说，我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。
I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands.
这是一个重生得救的基督徒的一个真正的标记。
And that is the mark of a true born again Christian.
他是在寻求神。
He is seeking God.
他很渴慕走在神所引他走的那条路上。
He longs to walk on the path that God is leading him.
他很小心地做生活当中的各种的大的小的选择。
He's very careful in making small and big decisions in life.
当他做这些选择的时候，他都要回到神的话语当中去检验一下，看看我们的这条路，做的这个选择，有没有偏出去。
When he's making these decisions, he would go back to God's words to make sure that he's not straying from God's commands.
他非常小心地做一件事情，就要遵行神的话，走在神所引的这条正路上面。
He's carefully following God's words so that he would follow the path that God wants him to go.
我们看第十四节，这里讲说，我喜悦你的法度，如同喜悦一切的财物。
Verse 14 says, I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches.
在这个重生的生命里面有一种与生俱来的爱好。
In this born-again life, there is this love in it.
就是喜悦神的话。
Is to rejoice in God's words.
一旦他明白神的一句话，他心里就满足得不得了。
Once he understands something God says, he was satisfied inside.
那种的满足喜悦是世上的财物无法带来的，无法让我们得到满足的。
That joyfulness and satisfaction cannot be brought about by any riches in this world.
所以他看重神的这个话语呢，其实远远超过喜悦世上一切的财物。
So his treasure of God's word is greatly exceeding the riches in this world.
119篇第三十节是这样讲的，他说，我拣选了忠信的道，将你的典章摆在我面前。
In verse 30, it says, I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart on your laws.
这个人不是没有选择的,
it's not that he didn't choose anything.
他不是不明白世上的道路的,
it's not that he didn't understand the way of the world.
但是他明白他还是依然选择神摆在他面前的这条叫忠信的道。
But given the choice, he has chosen the way of truth.
好像他在做选择的时候，他里面有一个天然的一个指南针，告诉他哪一条路是正的。And
when he's making that decision, it's like he has this natural compass inside him to tell him what to choose.
借着摆在他面前的这一本圣经，他可以分辨出神的带领来。Through
the Bible in front of him, he can choose the way to go.
诗篇119篇45节说：“我要自由而行。”
In verse 45, it says, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts.
你看他这个认真的,他不只是读读而已,他是在那里考究神的话。
So you see that he's not just kind of casually reading, but he's truly seeking out his precepts.
他很有仔细的去读,去研究,耐心的去研究神的话。
So he's very carefully and examining God's words.
在神的话语当中,他能够发现那种世上找不到的那种的智慧。
In his words, he can find wisdom that is not from this world.
而且他懂得欣赏神的话语。
He also appreciates God's words.
因为他知道这种话语,神的道,真理才能够带给他真正的自由。
Because he knows that only God's words can bring him true freedom.
让他可以自由地活在神的面前。So
they can live freely in front of God.
下一节46节说, 我也要在君王面前论说你的法度, 并不至于羞愧。In
verse 46, I will speak of your statutes before kings and will not be put to shame.
哇,他发觉的话太宝贵了。You
find that God's word is really precious.
比任何世上的这个文学家的作品都更精彩。
So that it is greater than any writings of any writers in this world.
神的智慧彰显出来远远高于世上任何智者人人的那个智慧。So
that God's wisdom is greater than any wisdom of the wise men on this earth.
圣经里的诗篇的词句远远比世上的诗人更加的优美。And
the words in the book of Psalms is more beautiful than any poems of the poets in this world.
圣经里的故事远比世上任何的小说家的故事更加动人。And
all the stories in the Bible is more moving than all the novels being written.
当他读到这个圣经里面所彰显的上帝的那份爱的时候，他发觉这本书比世上任何一本的情书更加的使我们心动。And
I find that all the teachings about love is more moving than all the love letters being written in the world.
所以他即使是在那些君王的面前，在那些有学问的人的面前，他讲论神的话语，也不觉得以此为羞愧。So
when he was speaking God's words in front of kings, he felt that he will not be put to shame.
诗篇119篇第七十节说：“他们心蒙脂油，我却喜爱你的律法。”In
verse 70, it says, "Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law."
这是一个真正在神的话语当中真道理重生的人，他的一种内在的一种的愿望。And
there is some inner hope of a person who is truly born again from God's words.
他就是里面有一种的感受。 一种的感官可以对神的话语发出那样一种的很天然的一种的爱慕的一种的感情。With
that understanding and perspective that he can have that true feeling towards God's words.
而没有重生的人呢,他里面就缺少这种东西。But
yet if someone would not believe in God, he would lack this one thing.
这里讲说他们是心蒙脂油的。They
talk about those people are callous and unfeeling.
好像是同样的一段话,但是呢,不信的人读起来就没有那种的感觉。The
same passage, but towards those unbelievers, they don't have the same response.
81节, 他说我心可想你的救恩，仰望你的应许。
Verse 81, my soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word.
这种的喜爱是从神的救恩而来的。
That love comes from God's salvation.
当我们真正明白、相信神的应许的时候，我们的里面的渴望就更加的被眺望起来。
When we truly understand God's words, then our hope will be revived in Him.
161节说：“首领无故的逼迫我，但我的心畏惧你的言语。
Verse 161, rulers persecute me without cause, but my heart trembles at your word.
”97节说：“我何等爱慕你的律法，终日不住的思想。
Verse 97, oh how I love your law, I meditate on it all day long.
”这就是诗篇第一篇给我们描述的那一个在主里面重生的人的生命的样式。
And someone also describes what somebody who is born again in Christ is like.
这个人喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这个人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, prospers.
不信的人是这样的。
Unbelievers are not like that.
诗篇119篇155节说：“救恩远离恶人，因为他们不寻求你的律例。
Psalm 119, verse 155, salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek out your decrees.
”他们对神没有兴趣的，
They are not interested in God.
他也没有这个时间，没有这个精力去寻求了解神的话。
They don't have the time or energy to understand God's words.
耶利米书6章16节说："耶和华如此说：你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，哪是善道，便行在其间。这样你们心里必得安息。他们却说：我们不行在其间。
Jeremiah 6:16, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it.
神给每同样的机会。
God give everyone the same opportunity.
但是呢，不是每一个人都有同样的反应回应。
But not everyone would have the same response.
有的时候，我们为不信主的家人、朋友都有一点着急。
Sometimes we're anxious for those unbelieving family members and friends.
我们听了一篇道，觉得说你听了这么清楚的福音的道理，你怎么还不相信？
When we heard with them a very clear sermon about the salvation, we may ask, how come you still don't believe?
我们听得很，
We felt very, it was very clear.
但是那些朋友们呢，家人们呢，好像还是听不明白。
But yet those friends and relatives still didn't understand.
那是因为他们里面没有我们这种重生的生命。
Because inside them there is no born again life.
我们要好好的为他们祷告，
We need to pray for them.
祈求神给他们换一颗心，
To ask that God would give them a new heart.
盼望他们被魔鬼掳去的蒙蔽的那颗心呢，能够醒过来，
So that their hearts have been captured by Satan will be revived.
能够在耶稣基督里面重生悔改。
So that they will repent and be saved by Jesus.
约翰福音5章1节说："差我来的父也为我做过见证，你们从来没有听见他的声音，也没有看见他的形象，你们并没有他的道存在心里，因为他所差来的，你们不信。
John 5:37-38, and the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent.
在旧约的时代，神是不断的派先知对人讲话。
In the Old Testament ages, God has continuously sent prophets to speak to his people.
但时候到的时候，他是把他自己的儿子差下来，来对我们讲话。
When time came, he sent his son to speak to us.
整本圣经就是为主耶稣基督来做见证的。
The entire Bible is to bear testament to testimony for Christ.
让我们能够在圣经的话语当中更深的认识主耶稣基督。
So that through God's words, we can more understand Jesus.
让这个活的道能够进到我们的心中。
So that the living word can enter into our hearts.
我曾经听过这个于崇恩老弟兄的一个见证。
I have heard this testimony from this brother, 崇恩于。
这个于老弟兄呢，他的父亲是尼陀僧的同工。
His father is a co-worker of brother 尼陀僧。
那于弟兄呢，他在很年轻的时候就跟随主。
And when he was young, he followed the Lord.
他在二十几岁还在读大学的时候呢，他在教会里面很积极的服侍。
When he was in his 20s, studying in college, he was serving actively in the church.
二十几岁的时候就在教会里面做长老。
He was an elder when he was in his 20s.
那正好是在中国大陆这个共产党夺取政权的那个时期。
It was during an age when the communists took power.
那1958年的时候啊，因为这个中国大陆在推行这个三自爱国运动。
And in 1958, when the government was pushing for three self movement,
政府要全面的控制这个教会。
The government was trying to control the church entirely.
所有反对这个三自爱国运动的传道人、基督徒都会被抓、被关起来。
So any preacher who opposed the free self movement will be arrested and imprisoned.
所以就在1958年，当时这个于崇恩弟兄只有32岁啊，就被关在监牢里。
And in 1958, he was 32, and he was imprisoned at that time.
一关就关了21年，到1979年才被放出来。
He was put away for 21 years, and then he was released.
在那21年的监牢的生活当中是很艰苦的。
He suffered during those 21 years.
那他的信仰也受到极大的考验。
His faith was tested mightily.
不仅要做很重的这个体力的工作，而且呢，要不断的接受再教育。
Not only he has to do harsh physical labor, but he was being re-educated.
然而，当他九年出监之后呢，他依然很坚定的来跟随主、服侍主。
Yet he would continue to follow the Lord and serve him afterwards.
1986年的时候，神带他来了北美。
In 1986, he came to North America.
直到2015年他过世的时候，一直在忠心的服侍主。
And then he passed away in 2015, but all until then, he'd been serving the Lord faithfully.
他是怎么度过21年的监牢的那个生活，他的信仰依然如此的坚定呢？
How did he pass these 21 years of imprisonment so that his faith still stand firm after all these years?
这是跟他在监狱里面坚持读圣经是分不开的。
And this is something that is because he faithfully read the Bible in prison.
监狱里面是不可以读圣经，不允许的。
Actually, you're not allowed to read the Bible in prison.
他如果他读的圣经如果被人发现的话，他就危险。
Actually, it's very dangerous if he was discovered reading the Bible.
他会被看作是死不悔改的那个罪犯，会给他加刑的。
He would be treated as someone who is unrepentant and will, his years will be in, added to him.
然而，于弟偷偷的把一本最小本的这个新约圣经带到监狱里了。
Yet he kind of stealthily took this little small print Bible and brought it into prison.
他为了这个保存这本圣经呢，就把它拆成五份。
In order to safely keep this Bible, he separated into five small booklets.
那其中四份呢，用这个塑料纸呢，很仔细的包好呢，藏在一些隐秘的地方。
And then for four booklets, he would wrap them carefully in plastic and hid them away.
那其中一份呢，是随身带的。
And then he would bring one of those booklets with him.
在这个做工的间隙的时候，其他人都在休息，他就躲在一边呢，把小小的圣经放在手掌里呢，在那里读经、背经。
And when others are taking a rest during those labor, then he would take that little booklet in his hand and read it and recite it.
那后来呢，这里面这个风声越来越紧。
And then later on, it was getting more and more difficult.
这些管监狱的人呢，发觉他们有一些私藏的东西哈，就不定时的呢会抽查他们的物品。
When the guards realized that they have these things hidden away, then they would take these random times to go check on them.
那余弟兄讲说，怎么他的圣经可以不被人发觉呢？
So this brother Yu told us how he would hide his Bible away.
后来他就想了办法哈，就在他盖的这个被子的那个被头上面缝了一个小口袋。
And then he would tell us the way that he did it was he would sew a little pocket in the top of his blanket.
把他的本的圣经呢藏在那个小口袋里面。
And then he would hide his Bible in that little pocket.
等到晚上大家都睡觉以后呢，他在被窝里面用手电筒在那里坚持读圣经。
And then when everybody was falling asleep, then he would take out his little Bible from his blanket and use the flashlight to read it.
弟兄姐妹，是什么样一种的能力吸引他，让他在那样艰苦的情况下，依然能够坚持去读神的话呢？
Brothers and sisters, what kind of things attract him so that in this very difficult situation that he would still be longing and thirsting for God's words?
就是他生命里那种自然的、天然的那种的渴望。
And it's because of that natural desire in his life.
他冒着可以被加刑的那个危险，依然坚持去读神的话，去背诵神的话。
He bear the danger that his years of imprisonment will be added and that he will continue to read God's words.
因为神的话就是粮，
Because God's words is food.
是不能没有的。
It's not something that he can miss.
这是我们看到的哈，真基督徒的重生之后的第一个标记，就是爱慕神的话语。
And that is the first mark of a Christian is to love God's words.
雅各书接下来对重生的基督徒讲说："我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，因为人的怒气并不成就神的意。"
James continued to say in verse 19 and 20, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires."
怎么是这里神的意呢？
How is it that this is God's righteousness?
神的义就是神看为好的事情。
God's righteousness is what God sees as good.
就是神的旨意要成就在你我身上的事情。
Are those things that God's will desire to accomplish in us?
那这件事情呢，实际上就是指着第十八节所讲的。
And this is really pointing back to what is said in verse 18.
十八节说我们在真道里出生了。
In verse 18, it talks about we are born again in God's words.
神在真道里生了我们之后呢，在我们身上有一件事情要完成的。
After we are born again in Him, God wants to accomplish one thing.
叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像初熟的果子。
So that we'll be the first fruit of all He created.
这是整本雅各书在向我们解释的一个主题。
That is the theme that James is trying to explain to us.
神重生了我们之后，在我们的身上有一个旨意，被称作神的义。
Is that after we are born again in Him, that God wants to accomplish His righteousness in us?
要让我们成天国在地上的一个展品。
So it will be this first fruit on the earth.
这里讲到说，初熟的果子，将来万物都要被更新，新天新地，神的国度会降临在地上。
Here it talk about the first fruit, but in the future there will be a new heaven and new earth, and everything will be reborn.
我们是第一批借着相信进入这个国度里面的人。
We are that first batch, the first fruits that will enter into his kingdom.
神重生了我们之后，依然把我们放在地上。
God gives us a new life, but he still put us on earth.
是天国派在地上的大使。
So that we are the ambassadors being sent by this heavenly kingdom.
替神来传扬福音，来传播天国的好消息。
To preach the good news of the heavenly kingdom and his salvation.
同时我们是天国在地上的展品。
We are also that first fruit of the heavenly kingdom.
让人能够尝到天国的美好。
So that people can see the goodness of the kingdom.
让人能够借着我们看见我们所相信的那个神的荣耀。
So that people can see God's glory through us.
这件事情被第20节称为神的义。
And that is being talked about as God's righteousness.
那这件事情怎么成就呢?
How is he going to accomplish it?
他说人的方法成就不了。
And he said men's ways are not going to do it.
他说人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Man's anger does not bring about the righteous life.
那通过什么来成就呢?
And how is it accomplished?
就是他前面讲的，要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
And that's what he said, quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
通常我们把这几句话应用在与人的关系上。
Oftentimes we apply this passage to how our relationship should be with others.
讲到说我们要快听别人讲话。
We should keep quick to listen to other people's words.
We
should slow to speak to others. And not slow to become angry with others.
但实际上雅各不是在讲这个意思。
But actually, James was not talking about that.
我们从第18节一直读到21节, 整个有一个贯穿的主题。
And when we read from verse 18 to 21, that we'll see that same theme throughout.
就是围绕神的道。
Is to surrounding God's words.
告诉我们神怎么借着他的道生了我们。
How God is giving us new life through his word.
21节他就讲神又怎么使用他的道让我们的灵魂得救。
And also in verse 21, how through his word that we will be saved.
所以19节20节是讲到我们对待神的道的反应和态度。
So verse 19 and 21 is talking about our attitude towards God's words.
换句话说,我在我们的身上如何成就神的旨意呢?就是我们成为初熟的果子呢?
So how do we accomplish God's righteousness and also how to become that first fruit?
就是我们要快地听神的道。
That we should be quick to listen to God's words.
要很有兴趣去听,一听到有人在讲神的话,我们就很被吸引,快快地去听。
That we should listen to it with interest. If anyone is speaking about God's words, we'll be quick to listen.
我们很有味,我们很专心地去听神的话。
And we should be focused in listening to God's words.
而且我们有一个里面有一个很谦卑的一个态度,愿意去听从神的话,这叫快快地听。
And we shall have this humble attitude as we listen to it.
慢慢地说,不光是指我们讲话的这个速度。
When you talk about slow to speak, it doesn't talk about the speed in which we speak.
而是讲说我们对待神的话,我们讲神的话的时候要仔细,要小心,不要乱讲。
Is that when we talk about God's words, that you should be careful, that we should not just thoughtlessly talk about it.
不要只是这边来了,然后马上就这边就讲出去了。
It's not just if we listen in one ear and then immediately go out on the other side.
慢慢地讲神的话。
Slow to speak God's words.
我们所讲出的神的话, 要以一种造就别人的那样一种的动机去讲。
We should have a motivation of building up others as we speak.
怎么样的话可以造就别人?
What kind of words can build up others?
是有一个消化的过程的。
Is that it would go through the process of digestion.
我们自己有一个学习的过程。
We have this process of learning.
我们领受了神的话, 然后让它成为我们生命的一部分。
We receive God's words and we let it become part of our lives.
我们听了神的道,我们又行出神的道之后,我们再讲的话,能够造就别人。As
we listen to God's word and we execute on it, then we can kind of speak it.
所以到了后来第27节的时候，雅各就提醒我们说，我们要注意我们的讲话啊，真正的虔诚呢，是注意管住自己的舌头。
And so that later on in verse 27, that when we talk about true worship, it's like we need to be careful of our tongue.
三章第一节也说，我的弟兄们，不要多人做师傅，因为晓得我们要受更重的判断。
In chapter 3, verse 1, it talks about not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly.
讲神的话的时候，要预备自己。
As we need to prepare ourselves before we speak God's words.
我们讲神的话的时候要讲得准。
We need to be accurate.
要讲得清楚明白。
It has to be clear.
不能借着讲神的话的机会去发表自己的私意。
That we should not be used speaking God's words to express our own thoughts.
更不能把自己的意思讲成是神的意思。
And also, we definitely should not express our thoughts as if they are God's thoughts.
这是慢慢的说的意思。
And that's what it meant by slow to speak.
第三个他说要慢慢的动怒。
Thirdly, says slow to become angry.
我们会向神的话发怒吗？
Are we going to become angry with God's words?
我们会向讲神的话的传道人发怒吗？
Are we going to become angry with the speaker or a preacher about God's words?
会的。
We would.
因为神的话常常会指证我们的罪。
Because oftentimes God's words will be pointing out our own sins.
神的话常常会显出我们自己的毛病。
God's words will reveal our problems.
会让我们不舒服的。
Will make us feel uncomfortable.
当我们听到有一些传道人讲的我们不喜欢听的话的时候呢，我们就会挑这个传道人的毛病。
When we hear some preachers talking about things that we don't like to hear, we would like to find faults with them.
我们会拒绝听他所讲的。
We will refuse to listen to what he says.
这是雅各在这里告诫我们的。
And this is something that James is warning us.
不要拒绝神的话语。
Do not refuse God's words.
不要向传递神话语的人动怒。
Do not be angry to someone who preaching God's words.
因为人的怒气不能成就神的义。
Because man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires.
我们从领受神的那个话语的真的那个种子的之后，要成为成熟的果子之间要发生什么样的事情呢？
What kind of things would happen between the time when we receive the seed from God's word to become that first fruit?
果子不是一天长出来的。
The fruit doesn't come about in one day.
果子是要花时间才能够成熟的。
It would take time for it to mature.
在这个过程当中发生什么？
What is happening during that process?
就是快快的听。
And is quick to listen.
就是慢慢的说。
It's slow to speak.
慢慢的说不是不说。
Slow to speak doesn't mean don't speak.
很多弟兄姐妹很喜欢听。
A lot of people like to listen.
但从来不分享。
But they never share.
这也是有问题的。
And that is also problematic.
你这个管子好像就被堵住了。
It's like this pipe that is plugged.
是的，我们要小心的去讲神的话。
It's true that we need to be careful when we speak God's words.
但是你信主一年、五年、十年之后，你一定会经历到神的各种各样的恩典。
But after you believe in 1, 5, 10 years, you will definitely have experienced His blessings.
你所经历的这些神的话语、这些恩典是可以造就别人的。
The blessings and that you have received and the words that you received will bless others.
经过你生命的沉淀。思考之后讲出来是可以造就别人的。
After you've digested it, you process it, you can build up others.
所以你要讲出来。
You need to speak.
这是我们成长、生命成长成熟的一个不可缺少的一部分。
This is something that we cannot lack in our life of growing.
你越多分享的时候，神会把更多的恩典加给你。
The more you share, the more blessing God will give you.
就像那棵树一样，它吸收的水分又从叶子蒸发出去，但是把营养带进来了。
It's like this tree, as he is expressing his leaves, then all the nutrients will be also brought up from the roots.
这是果子 主的必要有的一个步骤。
And that is something that cannot be missed in bearing fruit.
很重要的提醒，要慢慢的动怒。
A very important reminder that we need to be slow to become angry.
常常是因为这件事情我们做的不够，以至于影响了我们的生命的成长与成熟。
And it's a lot of times because of this that we would impact our own life's maturation.
那在这里特别大家啊，真的不要随便的批评传道人的讲道。
That means we need to be very careful about criticizing a preacher's sermon.
啊，不是因为我牧师我才讲这一段话。
It's not because I'm a pastor that I will speak this.
啊，也正因为我是你们的牧师，所以我想把我的心里话，对你们有益处的话讲给你们听。
And it's also because I'm your pastor, so that's why I want to give you this passage that will be beneficial to you.
我也听别的传道人讲到的。
I have listened to other preachers.
当我预备讲章的时候，预备查经的时候，我也会听听别的牧师、别的传道人是怎样讲的。
When I prepare my sermons, I would listen to other preachers to see how they would preach it.
我发觉神使用不同风格的传道人。
I found that God would use different preachers with different styles.
每个传道人都有自己的风格的。
Every preacher would have his own style.
你不一定喜欢每一种的风格。
You may not like all of them.
但是每一个传道人都可以被神使用的。
But every preacher can be used by God.
当我听唐崇荣牧师讲道的时候，我很喜欢。
I like Pastor Tang Chong's
Stephen Tong. Yeah.
Stephen Tong.
那他讲的道话很深入哦，很广阔哦。
When he preaches, he can go deep, and why?
他是华人界里面少有的这个神学家、布道家。
Is there somebody who is very rare among the Chinese preachers?
但有的时候他脾气不好，会骂人。
Sometimes he has bad temper. He would yell at other people.
但你仔细听他所讲的道会对你有益处的。
But yet when you listen to his sermons carefully, it will be beneficial to you.
最近我们教会上基要真理哈，我们常常听于洪杰牧师讲道。
And recently that we've been listening to a preacher named 于洪杰。
他讲得很好，很系统。
He's very systematic and he preached very well.
他讲的道造就了很多的人。
The sermons that he preached has built up many.
他在他自己的教会里面开办这个网络的神学院，我知道造就了很多有心追求的弟兄姐妹。
When he set up this online seminary, he has built up many brothers who are willing to seek that education.
所以我觉得这是第一个原因，我们不要随便批评传道人的缘故，就是神可以使用不同风格的传道人。
So the first reason that we should not criticize preachers is that God can use different preachers, different styles.
第二个，我们不听传道人，是因为即使是你喜欢的传道人，他讲的每一篇道，也不是说你每一篇道都喜欢的。
The second reason is even if it's a preacher you like, you may not like every sermon he preaches.
但是只要他是在诚诚实实的讲神的话
，But if he is honestly preaching God's words.
你就不可轻看他。
Then you should not look down on him.
不能轻看那些你不喜欢的那些的道。
You should not look down on the sermons that you don't like.
因为很有可能神在使用这篇道在提醒造就某一类的人。
Maybe God is using that sermon to help some of the people there.
因为那一天可能在会众当中就是有人需要听这种的道，所以神借着他在讲。
Maybe there is someone who really needs that sermon, and so that's why God is using him to preach it.
第三个，我们不要随便批评传道的原因是说，我们都是罪人。
The third reason that we should not criticize is because we are all sinners.
我们的本性里面是不喜欢别人来指正我们的。
Our nature is that we don't like other people criticizing us.
这正是雅各在这里提醒我们的，要慢慢的动怒。
And that's why James is reminding us that we need to be slow to become angry.
不要让我们里面的罪性拦阻了我们。
We should not let our sinful nature become an obstacle.
拦阻我们领受神的道。
To block us from receiving God's words.
对，接下来这一节 二十一节，他就告提醒我们了，说：“所以你们要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you.
”道是好，
Word is good.
这个道可以拯救我们的灵魂的。
This word can save our soul.
这个道，如果我们存心温柔的心领受，藏在我们的心中的时候，早晚它会发挥作用的。
If we humbly accept this word, then it sooner or later it is going to have its effect on us.
它是一个不坏的种子，在里面不断的发芽生长，给我们力量，给我们智慧，带给我们安慰的。
So this is an imperishable seed that will grow in us and give us strength and salvation.
这个道一旦进到我们的里面，就会成为我们生命的粮食的。
And this word will come inside us to become the nutrient for us.
这种道，当我们拿出来跟人分享，去劝勉人的时候，会成为撒出去的真理的种子的。
And when we share this word with others, it will become that seed that we sow.
但这里面有一个拦阻，就是那些的污秽和我们生命当中的邪恶要出去。
But there is this obstacle inside us is that all moral filth and the evil.
这个一切的污秽，这个污秽这个词原文的意思就是耳朵里面沉积的那些的脏物。
And this filth, the root of that word is about this earwax is inside our ear.
这些东西要除去，我们听得清楚。
And we need to remove it so that we can hear.
盈余的邪恶就是我们里面的自私啊，我们自以为是啊，我们的骄傲啊，觉得自己比别人强啊，听不进别人的劝告，这些的邪恶的念头。
And so all the evil is really all the self-righteousness and the sin that is inside us.
我们要把这些除去，
We need to remove all of those.
让神的话不断的把上帝的生命的营养带进来。
So that we can bring about God's words and His nutrients inside us.
通过我们快快的听，
So that we can quick to listen.
借着神的带领，不断的跟人去分享，
And through God's leading, that we continue to share with others,
不断的领受，不断的行道。
continuously receive and continue to act on His words,
让神的旨意就不断的成就在我们的生命里面，
so that God's will would continuously accomplish in us.
使我们能够成为上帝在所有的造物的当中的那种初熟的果子，
So that we can become that first fruits of all his creations.
把将来新天新地的那个美好的样子带进这个世界。
So that the beauty of that new heaven and new earth can be brought on this earth.
对，这就是我们今天这个信息的总结。
And that is the conclusion of today's sermon.
第一个，大家记得，神的旨意是使我们成为初熟的果子。
First is that God's will is to make us the first fruits of all He created.
第二个，这件事情怎么完成的？
And second is about how it's going to be accomplished.
是当我们存着谦卑和温柔的心领受上帝的道的时候，神的旨意才能成就在我们的身上。
It's only when we receive the word of God with humility and gentleness, God's work will be accomplished in us.
盼望在新的一年中，弟兄姐妹能够更加渴慕神的话语。
May in this new year that our brothers and sisters will even earnestly seek His words.
我们今天的读经的条件太好了。
And today, when we have these Bible reading, as really the greatest thing.
我们今天的基督徒应该比历世历代的基督徒更加明白圣经。
We should be even be better to understand the Bible than all the other Christians in all other generations.
因为我们不仅有这个前辈的这个基督徒的这些的积累。
Because we don't not only have the encouragement of all these other Christians.
这些前辈的基督徒他们读经的那些的宝贵的东西都可以让我们得到，可以去领受。
So that all those things that they have prepared that we can receive.
更重要的是神的宝贵的应许，圣灵的工作从不改变的。
And also God's precious promise that the work of the Holy Spirit never changes.
他愿意帮助我们，也能够帮助我们进入到真理的道。
He is willing and he can help us to enter into his truth.
如果今天的基督徒在这么好的条件之下还不明白圣经的话，那实在是我们自己的懒惰。
If under these great conditions we still cannot understand God's words, then that just only can be blamed on our own laziness.
是因为我们自己没有下功夫去学习。
It's because we didn't spend the effort to study.
即使在疫情期间，我们也没有间断，继续的来在神的话语当中追求。
During the pandemic, we never were interrupted. We'll continue to study his words.
每周我们都跟大家报告我们教会的211读经计划，
Every week, we've been reporting on our 211 Bible reading plan.
也可能有一些弟兄姐妹呢，不知道什么叫211读经计划。
Maybe some brothers and sisters do not really know what is 211.
所以在新年的第一个主日呢，我再次提醒大家，
So in that first week of this new year, I want to remind you.
这是我们教会开始不久，2019年1月份开始的一个读经计划。
And that is a Bible reading plan that we started in the beginning of 2019.
那二这个代表是说，我们每年呢，我们要一起读2卷的圣经的书卷。
The two means that we're going to study two books a year.
我们好好的去研究神的话语。
We'll carefully read his words.
2019年的时候，我们花一年的时间，我们读了罗马书，
In 2019, we spent a whole year on the book of Romans.
一句一句一字不落的，我们把它从头读完。
We studied from the beginning to the end, we didn't skip anything.
但那一年我们读得太仔细了所以没有完成当年的计划，只读了一本书。
Because we studied so very carefully, we didn't really accomplish our plan. We only studied one book.
对，到去年2020，我们就读了3本书就是提摩太前书、后书和提多书。
And so then in last year, 2020, we studied three books, the first and second Timothy and Titus.
那从2020下半年，我们又开始读希伯来书。
And then starting in 21, also, we've been studying the book of Hebrews.
那到今年的3月份，我们会把希伯来书读完。
We'll be finishing in March.
我们还会继续的每个星期三晚上我们会有御查经的聚会。
And we'll continue to have our pre-study on Wednesday nights.
各个团体小组呢也在一起来学习我们的读经计划。
Every fellowship has been following and studying.
211的第一个幺是代表这个我们每周呢背诵一节的经文。
And the 211, the first one means that we're going to recite or memorize one verse per week.
每周在我们的报单张上都会把这个经文打上来提醒大家一起来背诵神的话。
And in every bulletin, we'll be reminding people of what verse we'll be memorizing.
最后这个幺呢，是我们每天读一章的圣经。
And the last one is we're going to read one chapter a day.
全本圣经一共是1189章。
In the entire Bible, there are 1,189 chapters.
如果我们一天读一章的话，我们会花3年零3个月的时间把全本的圣经读过一遍。
If we read one chapter a day, we'll spend 3 years and 3 months to finish the entire Bible.
我们从2019年开始所以到明年的3月份，我们就把全本的圣经读过一遍。
We started in 2019, so next year's March, we'll finish the entire Bible.
那现在呢，我们是用每天早晨的时间呢，大家一起聚集来读一章的圣经。
Now we've been using every morning to gather together to read one chapter together.
我们明天呢是读到雅各书的最后一章。
Tomorrow we'll be reading the last chapter of James.
到星期二，我们开始读以赛亚书。
And then on Tuesday we'll be starting the book of Isaiah.
欢迎大家加入跟我们一起来仔细的读神的话。
We welcome you to attend so that we can study God's words carefully.
什么是我们真基督徒的第一个标记？
What is the first mark of a true Christian?
喜爱神的话语。
Love God's words.
愿神赐福我们。
May God bless us.
我们唱一首回应的诗歌。
We'll sing a song of response.
把时间交给